recording you're about to listen to consists of several sections. The first is today's Daf Yomi from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review that allows you to listen to the entire Daf in between 5 to 10 minutes. That is followed by the same exact Daf from the previous cycle 7.5 years ago, in which there were different people attending and there's a different ambience. Choose the one you enjoy the most, or perhaps listen to one and then listen to the other for review. Enjoy. Today's daf in the Sechet Bechorot, brought to you Ben Chomot Yerushalayim, is daf Mem Zayin. We're holding a top line, actually. But perhaps before we continue, I'd like you to look one more time at the Mishnah so that we can remember one piece that was a little bit confusing. And that was right smack bang in the middle of the opening Mishnah. We had a case of Mishlo Hayulo Banim. The guy didn't have any children, and he marries Isha Shekvar Yalda. Now, obviously, whoever that woman is, he definitely has got his own Bukhar, right? In other words, it doesn't matter what the woman is. As long as he marries a woman, has a child, obviously he has to be Jewish, but he has a child that is his first, then it's going to be a Bukhar L'Nachala, right? So when the case continues to say, Oda shivcha v'nishtachrera, oda avodat kochavim v'nitgayera. What is that referring to? That a regular Jewish guy married a woman who had a child while she still was a shivcha, then she was nishtachrera, then she marries him, and then she has a child. Who cares? Why would it create such a complicated case? It wouldn't matter who the woman was. It was a normal woman, right? Whatever the case is, a guy who had no child before and is having his first child, what do I care about anything else? Basically, he has a bechor for himself. Okay, so this little bit of confusion over here, we're going to be looking at in today's Gemara. And what it immediately makes us think of, actually, is the question of whether maybe that's a different case. In other words, maybe that case is talking about a guy who was a goy. In other words, the first case is somebody didn't have any children. The other case is a guy who's a goy. And he was mitgayer together with her, so they're together. Now the question is, if they both become Jewish, whether the child that they had while they were going together, whether that counts, because that already makes it a much more interesting case, and then it makes enough kamina for him. So this is the issue that we're going to get into right now. Itmar ayulo banim behayoto v'kuchavim. The guy has kids while he is a non-Jew. Then he's mitgayer. So Rabbi Yochanan Omer, look, this guy will never have a Bechor L'Nachal. Reish Lakish says, no, the first kid he has as a Jew is a Bechor L'Nachal. And I will explain the Machlok. Rabbi Yochanan Omer, in lo Bechor L'Nachal, da havi le rishitono, or subsahavi le bzara. He already had a child as a goy. So therefore, this is not his rishitono anymore, right? So fine, obviously the goy is not his Bechor, but neither is the Jew that he has now with his Jewish wife, because it's not Reshito, no. Seems very reasonable. Whereas Reish Lakish says, no, he has a Bechor L'Nachala because it's not about biology. It's a Gersh Nidgayer Kekatan Shenoladam, he's like a new man. A new man, this is his first child. And the fact is that this machloket we had in another context, also between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, also around the same basic issue. Ozdula Ta'amayu. And here is the other question. A guy has children as a goy. Does it count for Peror Vu? So Hayula Banim Be'ayoto Ovid Kochavim Init Gayer. So Rabbi Yochanan says, look, this guy was already Mekayim period of Peror Vu. Reish Lakish says, no, it wasn't Mekayim. And here too, the Machlokes says, Rabbi Yochanan are Kiyim, because period of Arivia is a function of biology. Lo tohu v'ra'ah, l'shevet yitzarah. As the Navi says, God created the world to have population in it, not to be an empty planet. So he served that purpose, and that is essentially the mitzvah. Do I care whether he's a new man or not? What's the difference? Reish Lakish Omer, Loki and Piri of Arivia, because he is a different person. And the truth is that I need both of these machlokes. Because the Iyitma become Maita. Let's say only the first one. we would have had, which was the one Nogea, our Sugya, Lagavi Bechor. I would say, okay, look, Reish Lakish says in that case, the child that he had as a Goy has nothing to do with Bechor. Because there's no din of Nachala, as an Ovid Kechovim, from him once he was Nitkayer. I mean, it may well be that an Ovid Kechovim is Yorish Aviv. But in this case, there's certainly no din of Bechora, as Tosfos explains. There's no Nachla that would in any way have to do with Bechora, or Rashi also there's no din of Nachla Bechlal as a Jew to a Goyish child. So therefore, in that case, I would say maybe Reish Lakish is saying he never had any Shaychut to Nachla before. So vis-a-vis Nachla is like a new person. But when it comes to Piri of Arivia, I mean, nothing's really changed. The status of Jew or non-Jew is immaterial to Piri of Arivia. So maybe over there, Reish Lakish would be made to Rabbi Yochanan. That Lamaisi was Makayim Piri of Arivia. Delo Tohu V'ra'ah, L'Shevet Yitzarah. And bottom line is, Ha'avad L'Shevet, he contributed to the population of the world, and that's what God is intended. On the other hand, suppose we would have only known the case of Shevet, Yitmar Baha. You say, okay, there is where Rabbi Yochanan says that it's immaterial whether he's Jewish or non-Jewish. But when it comes to the question of Bechorah, where there is no idea called Bechorah to a Goy, there may be over there Enochinami, Modelei, Lareshim, and Lakish. Therefore, we need both cases. Now, how does this affect our understanding of the Mishnah? Because the Mishnah, remember, as we just looked at Tanan, says, Mishalah yulo banim, a guy didn't have any children. V'nasa isha shekvar yalda, and he marries a woman who had children. Fine. Now, there's your example of a case where the child is a bechor l'nachla, despite the fact that he's not a bechor l'koy. Now you create this complicated case where a woman continues on, Yalda. Now the question is it the same guy that we're talking about now? Yalda, she went ahead now as a shivch and had a child. And she was nishtachara, now she had a child with him, maybe. Or she was Yalda while she was a goy. Now she's an Idgaira. And now, as a Jewess, she's Yoledet from this guy. Okay? Her child is a Bechor L'Nachla and not a Bechor L'Koy. Now, who did she get pregnant from? We're saying Yalda. From who? Yalda Mimam. From a Jew? The same guy that we started talking about? The Yisroel Shalah Yuloh Banim? I mean, what's the meaning of her being a Giyoret or a Shivcha? That's irrelevant. The important thing is, he never had a child. I don't care about what she was before. I care what she is now. So why did it say Giyoret or Shivcha? Even if he married a normal woman. Like that first case, he married a woman, already had a child. A few about Yisroel Nami. So if this case is coming to add something, so then it's coming to add that it's her original husband. So she was married as a Goya. She and her husband both became Jewish. So now it's saying that the child is a Bechor L'Nachla. That's what Reish Lakish said. That this is all, there's a new world now. He's a Kotten Shenoyelad, right? And it says he's a Bechor L'Nachla. What else could the mission be adding? No, I mean, that doesn't necessarily follow. It would be the same case. Remember, there's 2 points that the Mishnah has made. A, the child is not a Bechor L'Koy. B, the child is a Bechor L'Nachla. So maybe these other 2 cases have nothing to do with the Chiddush of being Bechor. Yes, the Bechor L'Nachla. Fine. Obviously. He never had a child before. This is his first one. But the reason we have this case is telling me the other part of the Chiddush. You might have thought that it's even a Bechor L'Koy. In fact, this is a machlokas in the Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yosef agrees. He says it's even a Bechor L'Koy. It's the first Jewish child because it's Petarechem be Yisrael. So therefore.
But it's only on the woman's side that a Bechor L'Koy
came. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And this is your first child as a Jew. Yeah. So therefore, maybe that's the Chiddush, says the Gemara. No. Le'olam Yisrael. It's about the same guy, same case, Jewish guy. Okay, never had children before. So you're saying, so what's the additional Chiddush? There isn't any about him. The Chiddush is about her. The fact that it's Eino Bechor L'Kohen, that's why it mentions it. It's Tzrichalei. And that is simply to make it clear that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is wrong, that the Mishnah doesn't agree, the Tanakhama doesn't agree. Lafuki, but Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili continues on the Mishnah to say that he is even a Bechor L'Nachala and to a Kohen. Why? Because it's Petarechem be Yisrael. It has to be her first child as a Jewish woman, and therefore, Kamashmalam, we have to have this case tell me that. And that's not true, Delo. But for him, There's no additional Kiddush. She certainly can't prove from here that it's talking about that she became a Niyar together with her husband. I mean, why would we need to say that? Maybe we don't go so far. So maybe we don't know the Reish Lakish. Okay. Look at this case now. Tashma. Here's Beferish, okay? Beferish of Brighton that's talking about exactly this issue. Ayulo banim, pihiotove, kochavim, venitgayer. Is that the case? Yesho becholen hachala. So in other words, Reish Lakish is right. It's saying 100% that this guy is a newcomer to the Bechor business. This is his first child. And he's got a Bechor Lanach. So we can forget about Rabbi Yochanan? Ravina. Mitem Rav Acha. No, you can't forget about Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi Shita about Peter Recha B'Yisrael, about the female, could work to teach us what the Torah is interested in the male. This is a remarkable assertion. If the Torah only wants to look at the firstborn from the female point of view, it only counts. We said, but it's so biological. I mean, we see later on, even if there's a doctor's forceps between the actual material of the womb, the physical basar, the cervix, and the head of the baby, it's not a bechor. No? It has to actually come into literal contact with the mother. So if that's the case, I mean, isn't it just entirely about being Peter Rechem? No! This is called the Peter Rechem B'Yisrael. So if that's the case, the same thing should be true about Reshit Ono. Saying, you already had Reshit Ono. No. This is Reshit Ono. The same way that this is Peter Rechem. And the biology is defined as Jewish biology. Okay, so then maybe the same thing would be true about the male. And therefore, until it's his firstborn as a Yisrael, Yolif Iu, we learn out the male, Minadida, from the female. So even though it doesn't say anything about being Reshit Ono B'Yisrael, but it says Peter Rechem. Can be Israel, and we recognize that even though we seem to be dealing with two totally different questions, one has to do with inheritance, the other one has to do with the Kedusha of the Bechor and Yetzias Mitzrayim, no business. I mean, we would think it's just almost coincidental that we use the word Bechor for both. Gemara is making the remarkable assertion that the concept of Bechor is interrelated, so that all four levels of Bechor, the Bechor Adam, the Bechor Chamor, the Bechor of Be'emetera, and Bechor Lanachala, are interrelated. Quite amazing. Omer Vada Bar Ava. Leviyashiyalda B'napatur Michamishasla. Okay, so now, it's not clear to us what this means. Initially, we know what it means because we passed in halacha that a female, a bat leif, that has a bechor, that bechor does not require pidyon. But the Gemara doesn't believe this at this point because that seems crazy. We never define a woman as being the shevet. The shevet is always defined by the man. So, ever heard of such a thing, a levia? What is a levia? So that's our first question. Ask the Gemara, well, who got her pregnant? The Aber Miman. From a Kohen? From a Levi? So then, why talk about her as a Leviya? What if she'd be Israeli? If a male Kohen or a male Levi has a Bechor, there's no then opinion. We learned that out from the Midbar. El or what? That she got pregnant from a Yisrael? So then it's irrelevant that she's a Leviya. Because it says, L'mishpachotam l'beit avotam k'tiv. So what is the meaning of Rav Ada Bar Ava? Omer, if Papa, she got pregnant from a goy. So since she got pregnant from a goy, there is no father, so to speak. There's no L'mishpachotam l'beit avotam. So all that is left to define the child is the mother. But the mother, indeed, is a Levia. And therefore, she's Pater because of Shevet Levi. Remarkably. And don't think, says Rav Papa, that this is only going on Libet Amon D'Omer Ein Mizahamim Et Avlat. We have a machloket in Yevamos as to whether an Ovik Yechavim that's Vav Bat Yisrael is the Vlad Kosher or not. So don't think that it's only according to Amon D'Omer who holds that we ignore the fact that he's a Goy and it's a completely kosher child. And that's why, okay, so he's a regular Jew born to Levia. So we identify him as a member of the Levi family. Even according to the Amon D'Omer that says that, no, we do take into consideration the fact that the father was a non-Jew. It still doesn't change the fact that in terms of identifying his Jewish element, and obviously he is Jewish, that he's a Levi. So we call him a Levi apostle, but he's a Levi. And therefore there is no Chiyuv of Pidyon Bechor.
His Levi goes after his mother?
Yes, because there is no father. For what?
Yes.
It's not Nogea, because we're going to Paskin right now, like Marbarator and Yosef. Marbarator of Yosef Amar Mishpeh Rava. No. This is even if it's Yabram Yisrael. But Shanei Hatam, the reason that Alavia is important is because Yomakra Peter Rechem. Since the Torah is talking about Rechem, how could it be going by the father? It's got to be going by the mother. So it's defining the entire relationship as a maternal relationship. And if that's the case, Peter Rechem Tola Rachmana, you got to look at who the mother is. And if the mother is Levia, then she's going to be Potter. Because it's coming from Shevet Levi, even though the Mishpachot Levet Avotam, for all other issues. But in this particular issue, it's Bepet Rechem. Therefore, either way would be true. So in other words, we don't need Rav Papa to explain this. You could be talking about a regular Yisrael. The truth is that it's even better if it's a Goy. There's even more reason to Potter him. But even if it was a Yisrael, we would Potter the son of a Leviah from the Bechor.
You know, so the son of a Kohen that was born from Israel, right? A Bat Kohen who was born from Israel.
Yeah, that's right. Right. There's going to be a difference about the big guy. Remarkable. Now we're going to see. Now, let us look in the next piece of the Mishnah, where it talks about Misha Yulubani. Guy had children before, the opposite case. He marries a woman that lo yalda, and she was mitgayeret, pregnant. Nishtachara miuberet, and she was nitgayra miuberet, or nishtachara, where she was miuberet, and yalda. Now, if it says yalda, he takes this out, because he takes out the vav. But the truth is that the yalda, this is the next case in the Mishnah, right? Take a look at the case of the Mishnah, the Gaira Milberet. This is a case where she's mitgayeret with her husband. And what we're talking about over here, now she's Yalda, we're saying this is a Bechor Lekoin. It's not a Bechor Lenachla, that's because Harato Shelo B'Kedusha, no matter what. She became pregnant while the man was not Jewish. So therefore it can't be a Bechor Lenachla. We discussed about Chok Rashi Taisus, about what the issue is, whether it's Zirmat Susim Zirmatam, or whether it's just the idea of which is Rashi, or whether it's the specifically the question of Kikatan Shanela. That's not our problem right now. We want to look at her. So in this case, we're talking about where she gives birth as a Jewess, and she became pregnant as a Goya. Or the other case, now if it said V'yalda, then put in the word Yalda, he V'chohenet, he V'leviya, this is what's important to us right now, he V'yisha Shekvar Yalda, two women are in the room, and they both give birth. One of them was a Leviya. That's the part we want to concentrate on. One of them was a Leviya. The other one was her. Or the other woman had already had a child who, and therefore doesn't have a bechor. Or we don't know who the father was. Mishalosha tachri ba'ala shlosha chodashim v'niseit v'yalda. And in that case, we don't know who the father was because we don't know if he's a ben tesh l'rishon, ben sheva l'achron. So in all of these cases, there's definitely a bechor l'kohen, but there's no bechor l'nachala. Now, there's no bechor l'nachala l'chor because how's he ever going to prove who he is? But as far as being the Bechor LaKohen, there is a Chiyuv of Bechor LaKohen. So explain to me what the Leviya part. It says there was a Leviya in the room. Okay, so what's the deal, the Leviya? Is she, I mean, this obviously has something to do with Rabbata Barava. Rabbata Barava said if Leviya has a child, the child is Potter from Chamesh Yisroel. That's obviously why we brought the case, I would assume, right? It says Leviya. Okay, so how does this reflect upon his halacha? What is this Leviya exactly? It's clear from here that kuhuna a kohenet, it should say. A kohenet and Leviya are pturim. That's what the whole point of the Mishnah. So we want to think of different cases where you're pater. So a woman who already had a bechor, or a kohenet, or a Leviya, right? Okay, so now the question is, who got her pregnant? The Yabra Miman. If she became pregnant from a kohen or from a levi, then she doesn't have to be a levi or a kohenet. She could be even a Yisrael. So then why would it say kohenet of a levia, even a bat Yisrael nami? So therefore, the case would be what? That she became pregnant from an ovid kohavim? Uh-uh. Because if she became pregnant from an ovid kohavim, she wouldn't be a kohenet anymore. That's the issue. We have two cases, kohenet and levia. Remarkably, the kohenet can lose her kohuna, whereas levia can't lose her levia. Right? And this was a cute bechina, as Rav Papa pointed out. Rava gave us one of his bechinas. We have often a lot of times we have these questions that Rava throws out. So Borek on Rava, the Rosh Hashanah. Kohenet shenitabra miovid kochavim ma. What's the din if a kohenet gets pregnant from novid kochavim? First child, is the child have to pay the chamisha slayim? And I thought I was real smart, says Rav Papa. And I said, well, that's what Rabbi Barama said. Alavia sheyalda, her child is potter from chamisha slayim. So same thing here. And we said that that started about a case where she got pregnant from a goy. So that should be true about the kohenet. And he told me, harkiyash. Kind of comparison. Bishlema Livia remains a Livia. She continues to be given more. We don't care that she's had relations with a goy. Detanya, she's bekedusha takaima, she retains her kedusha. Detanya Livia shenishbet, case of a bat Levi was captured by goy. We assume that she was also raped by them. Oshenivala beilatznut, or she had an illicit beilatznut of someone that's also for her. Doesn't matter. Not bimla minamaser veochelik. But a kohenet, kivadiv, avil habiyazara, she loses her din of kuna. But it becomes a zara. And therefore, you cannot answer that it's talking about that the kohenet and the leviyah got pregnant for a goy. Because even if that would work on the leviyah, it wouldn't work on the kohenet. So you're left only with Marbury the Rav Yosef's pshat, that the fact that she's a leviyah, even though she got pregnant from a regular yisro, not a goy, that nonetheless, she and the Levi are potter from being paying the pidyon, because she's from the family of the Levi. And therefore, the Kohen and the Levi are apostle. Therefore, the Gemara said, look, if you hold like Ma'abari, the Rav Yosef, Mishpedu Rava, who says that when we say that a Levi is potter, it's talking about she got pregnant from a Jew, fine. So then that would be the case. In this, here it's talking about Yavar Miyisra. But how in the world is Rav Papa's pshat, who tried to explain that the meaning of Rav Bar Abba is that she got pregnant from a goy, that's not going to fit into the Mishnah that discusses a kohenet. It would only fit on a levia. So clearly the Mishnah works only aliba marbered Rav Yosef. Ha! Does it go on now? You know what? I agree, says Rav Papa, she got pregnant from a kohen. This is what I'm talking about. So it's like, she got pregnant from a kohen. So it has nothing to do with her being a kohenet or her being a levia. She got pregnant from a levia, a levi. That's exactly. Because since the son is a levi, the son is a kohen. That's why we're calling her a kohenet. We mean the one whose kid is a kohen. That's all that we mean. We don't mean that because she is a kohenet that the child would be posel, that would be a potter, even though she got pregnant from Yisrael. Not true. So we can learn the Mishnah afilu alibirupop. The levia could be talking about even if she got pregnant from a goy. The kohenet is talking about not a bat kohen. It's talking about a wife of a kohen, and we've seen that elsewhere. We call the wife of the kohen the kohen.
She also, if she had illicit relations.
Yisrael is not illicit relations. I know you kohen look down at us quite a bit, but I mean it's not ad kedei kach.
Sorry, that she wasn't married to a kohen.
She's married to a kohen in the Mishnah. But she's not even a kohenet. She's a Yisrael.
She's a wife. Yeah. If she were to
have a child, obviously the child is potter.
But she would then lose. She would be a kohen since we got to divorce her.
Son? She's not even a kohenet.
She's married to a kohen. Yeah. That's how we're defining.
Right. And she slept with her husband. He doesn't have to. It's allowed to sleep with his wife, even though he's a kohen. I know you guys are holy, holy, holy.
That's allowed.
That's all that happened here. There was no Oved Kochavim involved. Okay, so in this case, the father doesn't know who his son is, but he's going to have to pay. Okay, if they got the kids mixed up, he's still going to have to pay. The child that's born to the one who was a Sefer Ben Tesha Ben Sheva, he's going to have to pay. That's all the Mishnah is saying. But it's in no way indicating that the Leviyah here is necessarily the way Rabbi Yosef was learned. No, maybe the way Rabbi Papa was learned. Okay, so let's take a look now at Itmar as far as the discussion Ben Amoraim. Kohen Shemait, and his son is a Chalal. So he married someone that was unsuitable for him. What is the din of that son? I mean, a Kohen father does not have a pidyon of ben, but here the Kohen died. Now the son is not a Kohen. He's the son of a Kohen. What's the din? Says Rav Chisda, he's got to pay. A ben chayav l'dota tatzmona. Obviously the father doesn't have to pay if he would have lived. Because the father basically takes the money out of one pocket and puts it in his other pocket. So even though the son may not be a Kohen, but the chiyuv on
the son has just been born.
The son was born to him. If the father had lived until the son was 30 days old,
he wouldn't have paid anything.
He wouldn't have paid anything.
But the son is a halal.
Even though the son is a halal. Because the Kohen says, okay, fine. He's not a Kohen. I do hereby pay to my son by taking the money out of my right pocket and putting it in my left pocket. You know, I'll even leave it in my safe pocket. Okay, but here he died. So now, Rav Chisda says he has to be paid himself. Says Rabba Bar Avuna, no, he's not going to be paid himself. Now, look, if the father died, the father died after the child was already 30 days old. So then the pinion is achieved. He was zochen in his own money. Okay, so then Kuliyamalo Pliyin, Aben Chayav Livdota Tatsma. So there the father for sure, the son doesn't have to be paid himself because the father was already paid to him. Sharei zacha aviv bepidyono, by virtue of his being a coin. But ki pligi echad ameta betosh shloshim. Now the question is, the father died before he could be paid.
Let's say the father died after the shloshim, but he was like unconscious, he was in a coma. Does it have to be some sort of...
No,
it was automatic.
Yes, because... He was zochet to the money that is owed for the pinion. Yeah. He'd be morish that same money
and
to his son.
He doesn't have to make any declaration or any...
Right, because the schus to the momentous element is done, and that's all that we do for pinion amban. So he was morish the money to his son. Here's the money of your pinion. So for all intents and purposes, it's already been done. What are you going to add? What are you going to do now? Well, you want to go through the words? What does that do?
It's a big
problem.
I could
get
the wine.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's no machlokas. The question is, so Rav Chisda says, well, so if that's the case, the money was never given to the child by the father because the father was never zochen that money. So lo zaka aviv bepidyonot should say. Whereas Rabbi Bar Avuna says, no, but there's a different element. Because the child still has the zechut of the father, he was Yorish that Zechut. So therefore he could say to any other Kohen, he could say, look, I basically, Atina Mikoach Gavra Lo Matzita Lishto Yadina Behanda. I come from the legal rights of a man that if he were around, he would have said, I've already kept the money, thank you. So I inherited those rights. Why should you be able to sue me for the money that I inherited from my father if my father wouldn't have had to pay that money? So I am basically an extension of my father's rights. Now, our Mishnah that discusses a case where a woman was mitgaira when she was miuberet. So he's not a bechor lenachala because the father, at the time that she got pregnant, there's no bechor. He's not Jewish. Nonetheless, her child is a bechor lekohen. But can't he say the same thing there? Can't he say, look, my father, the goy, you never could have gotten the pidyon out of him, so why should you get the pidyon out of me? I mean, but the same logic. No, come on. That is irrelevant to this. The Oved Kochovim has nothing to do with anything. The Let Lechia say, vis-a-vis the Yisrael, I am not able to say, I come from Iskayat. You don't come from Iskayat. You appeared out of nowhere, as far as we're concerned. It should say Omer Bishmen ben Yasin or Itma. Omer Bishmen ben Yasinia. Omer Shlokish. Kohen Shemait. Betok Shloshim. Our case. Vidiach ben Halal. Aben Chayav Liftot at Atzmo. Shelo Zacha Av Bidyono. Beit Liacha Shloshim Yom. Ein Aben Chayav Liftot at Atzmo. Shehare Zacha Av Bidyono. So this psak is, according to Shlokish, exactly the same as we said over here, that according to Rav Chisda, Aben Chayav Liftot at Atzmo.
Let me spend a minute to review the basic principles that we're going here in this Hasidic.
Basic principles?
Yeah.
Which part? This is a whole new piece. Then Halal part?
Before the piece, yeah.
Before the new piece?
Yes, before the new piece.
For the new piece, we have Kohenet and Leviah issues.
Kohenet and Leviah issues, and I think also the Chalal, because it just happened very fast. Can we read it back and forth? I don't know what happened.
Okay, I don't know what I can add. The question over here is whether we started off with the question whether there's a relationship between the Petaref and Bisrael, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, and a Reshit Ono Bisrael, according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, which is tremendous Chiddush. And that led us now into the relationship of how Yisrael is defined by the woman. Rav Ada came along and claimed that a woman is also able to pater her child. Now, there were two approaches to that. A woman is able to pater her child even where the husband is not from the Kahuna of Lulaviyah, which is great Chiddush, because everything is dependent on Petarech, exactly as we said before. Or whether, no, it has nothing to do with that. It has to do with the fact that if there's no father, then it goes according to the mother. How is there no father where the father is a goy? And then for all intents and purposes, there's no father. That's machlok. We have two possibilities. Lamaisa, the father being a goy, would not help for explaining why a kohenet would not her child, because then she wouldn't be a kohenet if she slept with a goy. So that case, we'd have to say, was where either, like Rabbi Yosef, the husband, the kohenet paters because the petarechem of the kohenet paters, or we'd have to say she isn't really a kohenet. She was impregnated by a kohen, and we call her a kohenet because her child is a kohen. That's all. Yeah, also wouldn't, but that's because of the father, not because of her. Which is not the simple meaning of the Mishnah, but it's also acceptable. That was that case. Then we went on to discuss on Amud Beit whether besides the issue of pottering, there's also the monetary zechut, which the father had. Now, over there, obviously we don't need to talk about a monetary zechut if the child is a kohen. But now we've already entered the realm of chalalut, because in the case where she would have gotten married to a goy, she wouldn't be a kohen. And in a case where a kohen married someone that's not suitable for him, let's invert it and talk about the male. So the male kohen married someone unsuitable. Now he has a non-kohen. That non-kohen is chayav in pidyon bechor. Now to the father, that doesn't matter. He says, okay, fine, I'll pay. I paid, thank you. So to me, it's irrelevant whether my son is chayav. Yeah, I'm keeping it. You can't be mechayev me a moment transaction that is taken from one pocket to another pocket. Now the question is, do you inherit rights to the theoretical moment transaction? That's an achlokes that we had over here between Ruchista Rava Baravud, which we just paskened and said, no, you don't inherit right. You can inherit the money, but that's only if the father already had that money, because the father survived until the child was potable. He was 30 days old. Yeah. Okay, that's the lesson that we had. V'chein mi shalosh atach harei ba'ala shalosha chadashim. Now, this is a really funny. Because in this case, okay, it's a completely different type of suffer. In other words, the child knows that he's the firstborn of this woman, but the father doesn't know that it's him, right? That's a totally different issue than the other cases where the father knows he had a b'chor, son doesn't know if he's a b'chor, because he doesn't know if he's the child to the one who isn't the b'chor or the one who is the b'chor, he doesn't know. But the father knows the father, but it's the opposite case. But what's interesting is that in all the cases of the Mishnah, what we say is that a b'chor la nachala, he's not. Which includes even this case, right? He's not a b'chor l'nachala. The problem is, it's not an issue of being a b'chor l'nachala, he's not. He's nothing. He's not a b'chor. How's he going to get any money out of the family? He's going to come and say, I want my share. They say, who are you? You're the son of her first husband. If he tries to collect from the other children of the first husband, they'll say, who are you? You're the son of her second husband. So anyway, he's never going to be able to collect anything because he can't prove who he is. So why are we discussing whether he's a b'chor? That's not the issue. He's not a child. That's the issue, legally. Ask the Gemara, b'chor la nachala. I would all have answer what that's supposed to mean. This has nothing to do with the din of b'chora. This is to do with the question of momon. You can't collect. You can't collect at all. Okay? So what are you telling me? He's only not a b'chor, but he can collect as a pashut. How is that? Am I? Lazer Lagabe I. If it goes to family A, all the cases of the Mishnah in this are similar. You go to family A, they say, we don't know who you are. So they say, you go to the other family. He goes to the other family, they say, no, go to that family. Why would you take out inheritance from us? Amar Rebbe Yirmiyahu, you're 100% right. This part of the Mishnah cannot be saying that the guy himself, who is the Bechor of the Kohen, the guy himself is not a Bechor Lanach. That's ridiculous. He simply has no family that he can prove legally. If he did, then he'd be a Bechor too. So that can't be the issue. When it says that he's not a Bechor Lanachala, it means the next kid is not a Bechor Lanach. That's what it means. Because the next kid is, I'm definitely a member of the family. But when he says, but I want double, they'll say, no, wait a minute. That other kid, he might have been the Bechor. So we're not going to give you, I mean, we know you're a brother, but we don't know you're the oldest brother. Of course, when the other kid comes along and says, okay, give me. No, how do we know we are? So therefore, it's only an issue of the Bechorah. Yeah, now there is a simple way out of this, because what they could do is simply give a power of attorney. So one gives a power of attorney. Well, we have a suffix. I can't collect. So you can't collect from me the family. No, so give a power of attorney. So you come now. Okay, I am your brother. No, you're not. Maybe the other guy's your brother. Oh, yeah, you're right. Maybe yes. Power of attorney, I am also his lawyer. Either way, basically, we want our money. So why are we saying that there's no Bechor? In this case, it'd even be a Bechor. What are you saying? You're saying, well, we don't know. Maybe the other guy's a Bechor. Okay, fine. How about this? If he's the Bechor, I'm his lawyer. If I'm the Bechor, pay me. So, I mean, it should be, if it's real, all you're doing is creating a problem of legalities. Okay, so fine. So we could deal with the legalities with the power of attorney. Asked the Gemara, so then this isn't really that he's not a Bechor Lanachala. He is a Bechor Lanachala. So then why don't we write a harsha'a? Lichtavu harsha'a la'adani. Why can't they just give each other power of attorney? V'chitem amatitim below harsha'a. Maybe you're saying that, well, the Mishnah just means without further legal devices, for all intents and purposes, he's not a Bechor Lanachala. But that isn't really true. Because HaMukmina L'Kabbalah, we're going to see later on, that Shmuel is going to explain that the Mishnah is Bedafka talking about in a case where they did write a harsha'a. But this is a right to Rabbi Yanai, the Amar Rabbi Yanai, that hukru, if you were once recognized for who you are, ulebisof nitarvu, then kotvim harsha'a zelazet, you can write a power of attorney. But if you were never hukru, then say, lo hukru v'nitarvu immediately, the word of besof, then ain kotvim harsha'a zelazet. And that's the meaning of the Mishnah over here. What Rabbi Yanai is saying is, you can write a harsha'a where you start with a zechus, and now you can't prove that that's a chuz, that you're the owner of that zechus. So you can write a harsha'a zelazeh.
There's X and so somewhere.
That's right. Either he was zocher, I was zocher. Fine, so I'm coming with that suit. Or he's coming with that suit. But like this, what they're saying is, what suit? Whose suit? What's a chut? You can't use a harsha'a to create a zechut. A harsha'a is how, where there's a suit that has been given over to you. So I give you all the zechuyot that I have. Were you never rezocheh, you can't give over zechuyot. And therefore, this won't do you any good to write a harsha'a for anything here. So you will not be able to sue with the other guy's kayach. Our mission is talking about, this part of our mission is talking about where they were instantly nitarvu. Doesn't say anything over here about hukru. And therefore, there is no way to sue.
Sir Richard.
Hi.
Do the honors.
Ruch tahel kamishnah.
Excellent. Ezehu bechor lanachala vilakoi. Now, where is there a chiddush? We mentioned four things. We've only discussed two out of the four. Bechor lekoin and not lenachla, bechor lenachla, not lekoin. Where do we have a chiddush in a case of someone who's bechor lenachla and lekoin? Someone who was mapelet first, but what the miscarriage was not human. So it was a shvir mole mayim. We had a case where there was the apparent skin of an embryo, and it had a tzur of an adam. But here, it's filled with water, filled with blood, filled with various creepy crawlies. You know, just like gininim, different colors of, you know, blood vessels and stuff in it. Yeah. Or a mapelet, or she has a fish as an embryo, which, of course, early on, that's exactly what an embryo looks like. It looks like a fish. Or an insect, agavim, shkatzim, rimashim, things where there's no mention of a concept of yetzira. There's no yetzira on these things. Since there's no yetzira, there's no eyes that look human, and therefore we can't call it the yetzira of an adam. these things the Torah doesn't call by Yitzhar Hashem. And so Mamela, all of these things are not human births at all. Or, even if it's human, but it's not yet 40 days from the time of conception. And then it doesn't have a din of human yet. So over there, that miscarriage is irrelevant for anything. The child that is born after that is a complete Bechor. Bechor L'Nachala and a Bechor L'Kohen. But what's interesting is that there's also a case where you can have a chiddush in which there's neither a Bechor L'Nachala or a Kohen. And that is, you deliver first a child by cesarean section, and then a child by regular vaginal delivery. But then is the Yotzei Dofen and the one that was a normal birth after the Yotzei Dofen. Neither of them are Bechor at all.
Doesn't matter.
Shneem Einan Bechor. Lo L'Nachala V'lo L'Kohen. We'll explain in the Gemara why that's true. So according to the Tanakhama, there's a Bechor, neither the Kohen nor the Nachala. What's the Kiddush in that case? Here. Neither the first one nor the second one are Bechoras. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, not true. The first one is a Rishon L'Nachala. The Sheni is the Bechor for Petarecha. Which you would have thought yourself, right? I mean, first one is the first child. Nothing to do with, I mean, biologically it's his. Who cares how it was delivered? The second one is her first Petarecha. So who cares if there was a birth before? I mean, it's not a real birth. It didn't affect Petarecha. Fine. Now we need to discuss what the svara of this is. Says the Gemara, why does the Tanakhama say that a Caesarean delivery is not called a Bechor L'Nachala? Rishon L'Nachala Lo. Why is that? Because the Torah says, V'yoldu Lo Banim Ha'ahuva V'hasna. V'yoldu Lo means as a standard Leda. So this is how Rashi understands it. The Tosfos disagree. It says it has nothing to do with Vyoldo. Brings a raya that we clearly consider it to be a Yotze Dofen Vyoldo, because there's a din over there. Only we learn out only from Isha Kitazria that there's no din of Tumas Leda. Obviously called Vyoldo. Why Isha Kitazria? Vyoldo means that the Leda has to take place through the same vagina that absorbed the Kitazria. So therefore, it's interrelated. This is the first interrelationship that we have between the two biological systems. And this violates that, because it didn't come out the way it got in, so to speak. It's coming out through the side of the mother. That's not because it's not called Leda. It's because it's the wrong location. That's all. So therefore, that can't be the problem, the word Leda itself. What Tosfos learns is that the Gemara is being semech, that V'yoldalo has to be understood in the same way that V'yolda is understood when it comes to Mas Leda. Since over there it says Kitazria, so then V'yoldalo here has to be Kitazria, but the word Leda itself wouldn't be enough, because otherwise why wouldn't it be enough in need? Okay, again, I'm constantly pointing out here the interrelationship between male and female, and that's why it's important to hear what the Tosfos is saying. Rashi seems to be learning with Pashtas, Leda means Leda. It's not called Leda. It's an operation. It's nothing to do with birth. It's not Leda. All right, so therefore, that was the parsha. Tabachor ben Arishon Yakir is in the pasuk of V'yoldulo banim ha'ahuva v'hasnua. And over here, they didn't yoldulo. The doctor delivered them.
That's interesting. I mean, were there many cases of women surviving cesarean? No, they didn't. You know.
What, but the Mishnah's talking about Abba Achara?
Yeah,
Yotzei Dofen. Listen,
it's
a tremendous chiddush that women survive birth with all of these doctors talking about their filthy hands. So, I mean, it's obviously possible to overcome infection. If they could survive a vaginal delivery, why not survive this? It's horrific. It's horrific. I'm all right. Nothing, even though it was clear that cleanliness was making a difference, there's no scientific basis. No, this is before the discovered germ. So, okay, now, the question is about the Petarechem. So, first one, I understand, is okay. Yucatan is not called Yoldo. And the first one obviously is not a petarechma, and that's for sure. That's simple to understand. So limiting a namilo because it's petarechma. But why is the second one? I understand why the second one is not lenachma because he's not reishi ono. Why isn't the second one b'chor for chamishloim since the first petarechma? That's because this was an issue that we discussed earlier on in the mesech. The b'chora has to do with separate elements, but are they related? So there's the question of it's being the first child. It's the question of it's being the first male. It's the question of it being the first to be poterecha. These are different elements. Now the question is whether a bechor l'davar echad. This is the case. He's a bechor in terms of rechem, but he's not a bechor in terms of vladot. He's not the first child. So is that called a bechor or not? The Tanakhama holds that a bechor l'davar echad is not considered to be a bechor, and therefore there's no chiyuv of chamish loyim. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, the first one is the bechor l'nachla, and the second is chayiv in chamish loyim. This is Rabbi Shimon l'shitato. He says that the lashon of asher teleid, in the keva teleid, it should have just said, in the keva v'tamash v'ayim k'nidata. According to Rabbi Shimon, therefore, a yotze dofen is also called a leida, and therefore it has all the din of the leida. So, according to him, it would be a regular habachor asher teleid also. Hasheni is chameshlayim because he holds a bechor ledavar echad havi bechor, even though this second one is a bechor lerechem. And he's not a bechor levlades. That's enough. The first one may be a bechor ledavar echad, meaning he's the first vlad. But since the Torah made such a fuss about petarechem, we're not going to give him a din of pidyon bechor if he's not a petarechem. So that we're taking for granted, even though it's not all that obvious that should be the case. We've already gotten into the swing of things and believing, well, without a petarechem, there's nothing to discuss. But that isn't really true, as Tosis points out. Because then, if that's the case, a Yotzei Dofen, I mean, if you're going to say B'chol Dover Echad, should be, even though it says Petarechem, because we said before that according to Rabbi Tarfon, the case of the animal, where you had a Yotzei Dofen, and then you had another one that was born afterwards, according to Rabbi Tarfon, both of them are B'chor. You need Shneem should be Yeruachis to Evo, because we're not sure whether B'chol Dover Echad Abi B'chor or not. So that means a B'chol Dover Echad that's not a Petarechem is also dependent on whether you're B'chol Dover Echad Abi. Correct? So it says, look, it doesn't, just because it says over here that's what he holds, it doesn't mean that that is of necessity true. It just happens to be what he holds. He's obviously arguing on that issue back in the beginning of the Mesech. That isn't what we held. We've got used to that. We think, well, obviously, it's not a petarechem, but that's not true. The Gemara previously entertained, according to Rabbi Tarfon, that even if you're not a petarechem, you're a bechor by the animal. So why wouldn't you say the same thing over here by the human? It happens to be that Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold to that. Itzmar. Hayulo banim dehayoto oved kochavi v'nitgaye. Rabbi Yochanan Bar Inlo bechor l'nachala, Rosh Lakish Omer yesh lo bechor l'nachala. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Inlo bechor l'nachala havi l'reshit ono before. Rish Lakish Omer yesh lo bechor l'nachala. He starts all over. Gersh nitgaye, kikatan shenolad dami, and the same achlokas also l'tamayu. Ditmar hayulo banim dehayoto oved kochavi v'nitgaye. It's the same achlok as the Gabi Piri of Arivia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem Piri of Arivia. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kiyem, because look, it says Lo So Vera'ah, the Shevet Yitzarah, and he did that. Rabbi Shimon Ben Lokishar Amar Lo Kiyem Piri of Arivia, Gershinit Gayer, Kikatan Shino La Domi, Vitzricha. The Iyitma Baka Maita, Baka Amar Shlokish Bishum, the Beheyoto, Veko Chavin, there was no din of Bechora, or no din of Nachala. Vis-a-vis the Jew. After all, Otovara, Lishevet Yitzara is true of the Goitu. The Abed Lishevet. The Iyitmar Baha, maybe Bakam Rabbi Yochanan. But when it comes to Nachala, maybe it'd be murdered, Reish Lakish, therefore Tzricha. Now, in our Mishnah, it says, Mishalah Yulopanim, when Asa Isha Shekvar Yalda, then it throws in these other two cases. Of Oda Shivcha v'nishtachra, Oda Ovedet Kochavim v'nitgayra, and now she has another child after becoming Jewish. So then, b'chol anachala, v'eno b'chol lekoin. Now, I want to understand the Mishnah. Yodam iman. Yodam yisrael shelo hayolo banim. So then this whole part is irrelevant. Who cares if she's a giyoret or a shifcha? I mean, in any case, he would have a b'chor. Afilu bat yisrael nami. El alav miger, it's got to be, who is Nidgayer also? Shayalo banim Nidgayer with her. And it says, Katani b'chor l'nachla, just like Rish Lakish said. No, not true. L'olam, it's talking about Yisrael and Shayalo banim. The Chiddush of Yerzena b'chor l'koin, it's trichalei. And that is Lafuki bin Rabbi Ezekieli. Rabbi Ezekieli said he's even a b'chor l'koin. B'chor l'nachla v'l'koin. Shemar peter rechem b'Yisrael, l'achiv rechem b'Yisrael. Therefore, the Tanakhama brings in these two cases. So it ain't the case. Mash rondolo. Toshma, ayu lo banim ve'yato avei kochavim, v'nidgayer, yeish lo b'chor l'nachla, b'feirish like Rish Lakish. Omer v'inu item revach, now this is Rabbi Ezekieli. The Omer peter rechem b'Yisrael, l'achiv rechem b'Yisrael. And therefore, we learn out the same thing is true about the man's tzad. So his b'chor as a goy doesn't count. It has to be his b'chor as a Yisrael. Yolafiyu min adita. Omer v'ar barava l'viya shiyalda b'na pator mi'chamisha sla'im. Well, the abri mi'man. Elem the abri mi'kor mi'levi. It's irrelevant that she's a l'viya. So then afilu Yisraeli nami. Ela di aber mi'Yisrael. Then it's irrelevant that she's a l'viya. Because the mishpachot on the bed of Omer of Papa di I Abram yaveko chavim. And by the way, lo tema that's only a little bit of mandi Omer. Ein mezamin et avlad. Afil mandi Omer mezamin et avlad. It would be puzzled because the levi puzzled mikre. Marbridge of Yezirun and Mishmei the Rabbi Yehilom di I Abram Yisrael. Veshane atam di Omer krok peter rechem. The peter rechem tolerach mano. Mishayulo banim v'nasa isha shelo yalda nidgayra mi'uberet rishtakra mi'uberet with her husband and now yalda or yalda hiva kohenet hiva leviyahu hiva leviyahu okay hiva isha shekvar yalda v'chem ishelo shata shata acharei ba'ala shlosha kodashim v'niset v'yalda v'ein yaduim ben tisha l'rishon ben shiva l'achron b'chol ha'et l'kohen v'ein mo b'chol l'nachla okay. So you're telling me Kohen of Leviyah are Pturin. Now the Abram Iman. Ilema the I Abram Ikoin Velevi. So my Ari Kohenet Velevia. Feel about Yisrael Nami. Ela, what are you going to tell me? The Abram Yavet Kochavim, that only works for Leviyah. It wouldn't work for the Kohenet. Kohenet Pturah. Omer of Papa Bodiko and Rava. Kohenet Shidit Abram Yavet Kochavimau. And I, in my innocence, was silly enough to tell him, Lav, I knew the Rav Adabar Ava. I thought it was really smart. The Omer Leviyah she yelled out, "Benapatur bechamech shleim." V'amar li, "Hachi hashta." Ishlama Leviyah b'kedushat kaima. The Tanya Leviyah she nishbeit or she nivala bilatznut. Not nimla min amaser v'ochelat. But a kohenet, give a divayel, have a zara. Okay, so now it only works out the marbreder of Yezim Shmeder Rava. The Omer the Abram Yisrael, fine. The Mukila the Abram Yisrael, but according to a Papa, but my Mukila, I got no choice. The Olam the Abram Yikohen, so she's about Yisrael. We're calling her a Kohenet because Bena Kohen. Itma Kohen Shemit V'niach Ben Chalal V'chisto Amar Ben Chayav L'Dodat Atzmo Rabba Barvun Omer Ina Ben Chayav L'Dodat V'na Lo. Call Echad the Meta Av Lachish Losh, because I'm a pligate, a Ben Chayev, lived out of that one, is already Zochem Bipidya. No. Ki pligate, Echad the Meta Av, Betok Shloshim Yom. Refist Omar Ben Chayev, lived out of that small, da lo Zacha Avi Bipidya. No. Rabba Baravun, Omar Ena Ben Chayev, lived out of that small, the Omar Yatin Mikar Kavala Matzitilish to Yadinibade. Well, so then we should do the same thing in our Mishnah. It's not. Nidgayra mi'uberet b'chor l'kohen. Why? Leimele atinam from the goy who was mikayach gavir l'matzit l'shtayadin abade. You're never coming from the kayach of a goy. Shani avir kachovin l'let lech yes. Itma. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yassinia, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, kohen shemeit betok shloshim, v'niach ben chalal, ben chayav l'tot et atzmo. Shalo zacha av pidyono in his lifetime. Meit li'achar shloshim yonah ben chayav l'tot et atzmo, shalo zacha av pidyono, וכן מי שלא שעתה אחרי בעלה שלושה חודשים, בכל הנחלה הוא דלהבי. וכפושת שקר, וואי. לא איזו לגבי הילדכי, לגבי הילדכי. On Rabbi Yirmiyah, it means that the one who comes after him, Baruch Gomar, Bechor LaKohen, and the one who comes after him is not a Bechor LaNachala. So, why not lift the Vuar Sha'ala Adade and collect? Chitei Mamatitin Shalom Bar Sha'ah, Omukmina Lal Kaman, De Bar Sha'ah, must be Miseyel Rabbi Yanai. The Om Rabbi Yanai, you can't write a harsha'ah in all cases. You're going to only write a harsha'ah where hukru l'besof nitarvu. So then, kotvim harsha'ah lezeh lezeh, but lo hukru v'nitarvu, ain't kotvim harsha'ah zeh lezeh. Ezehu b'chor l'nachala v'lekohen. Even where there was a mapelet, but it was a mapelet of a shvir, mali mayim, or mali dam, or mali ganinim, or mapelet min dagim, chargavim, shkatzim, rimashim, mapelet of Yom Arba'im, that's not a human vlad. And therefore, b'achareihem are, for all intents and purposes, first thing that was ever petarechem. And it's a b'chor l'nachla and l'koin, obviously wasn't libo dova alav. Yod sei dofin v'b'acharav is a case which shneim einan b'chor. Lo l'nachla v'lo l'koin. Rabbi Shimon Omar, not true. The Rishon is the B'chor L'Nachla, and the Sheni is the B'chor L'Koin. Rishon L'Nachla lo, because it says V'yoldu lo. Either because V'yoldu doesn't mean Derech Dofen, or V'yoldu lo we learn out from Isha Ki Tazria, that it's not Derech Lofen B'ina. And L'Chamesh Lo'im Nami lo, because it's not a Petarecha. The Sheni L'Nachla lo, because it's not Reshit Ono. And it's not Chimesh Shloim, because it's only B'chol Dover Echad. B'chol Dover Echad, it isn't. Also, B'chol Vladot. Doesn't matter that it's a Petar Echad. Lo Avi B'chol. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Harishon Anachla, Hashem Yochamesh Shloim. Rabbi Shimon says, Im Nekevat Teled is Marba Yotzidofen as a normal Leda. And Hashem Yochamesh Shloim, because even he's a B'chol Dover Echad, he's also Bechor, as long as Petarechem. That was the daf from the 12th cycle of the International Daf Yomi. Hold on, and you shall hear the same daf from the cycle 7.5 years ago, cycle number 11.
Today's daf is Daf Mem Zayin. We're holding on the first line of the daf. Utsma. Are you not bonding the Hayoto of Eto Chabim? Minisgayer. Suppose now an individual had children as a goy, and then he became a ger. Rabbi Yochanan. In lo b'chor l'nachla. Rabbi Yochanan says he already had children. Mimele, he can't have a b'chor l'nachla because we can't view this as his reishi seinik. Rabbi Shimon l'kisher me'yesh lo b'chor l'nachla. Rabbi Yochanan amrein lo b'chor l'nachla d'har le reishi seinik. He already had reishi seinik in the bonium that he had as a goy. Rabbi Shimon l'kisher me'yesh lo b'chor l'nachla. Because Gersh Nitgeyer Kikatan Shin Oladami. The Maisa, those children have no shakas to him, even though they were misguided. That's what we're talking about. So what? They're not his children. Rosalatamaya. The Maisa, this Machlokas has deeper roots, because the etzim, the shaila is whether there's a chi of the period of Arabia. In other words, you were in Makai in the period of Arabia with children that were going to shaila at the time that they were Naila. V'yitva. Hayulo banim beheyoto aveko chavim in itgayer. Somebody had children when he was a goy. Now he was misguided. Says Rabbi Yochanan, was only Makai in the period of Arabia. Now that these children are Jewish, even though they're not his children, but he was Makai in the mitzvah to have those children, to have Jewish children. So he was Makai in the mitzvah. Rish Lakish Amalokim. Rabbi Yochanan, Omar Kiyam, Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the Givui of what the Kiyam of Firi of the Rivia is the Pasuk of Lo Sohu Vira Allah Sheves Yitzora. The fact is that the Navi explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create the world to be Yitzohu, to be empty, it's supposed to be settled. So the Sheves Yitzora was meant to be settled, and he accomplished that. He settled the world. Reish Lakish Omar, so what? The Lo Kiyam Firi of the Rivia, it's not his child. Gereshnet Gayerke Katan Shema Vatami. And the truth is, Tzricha, these two machlokas, one, the shail of whether he was Mekayim the mitzvah theory of Rivia with Goyim, the children that he had as Goyim, and the other, the question of whether a child that is born to him now as a Jew would be considered Reishis El No if he already had children before. The sheet of Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish in both of these issues is necessary separately, because we can't learn one from the other. Why? Because let's say the Eid not become Eid, let's say we would have said it only in the first case of Agabe Reish Yitzayim. I would say, okay, that could be why Reish Lakish says that his new child is a Bechor Lunachala. That's because the Hakamarishim and the Lakishim Devi Yotzo, or they Kochavim Labbein Nachalim. The idea over here is that when they were born to him as a Goy, they didn't have a Din of Bechor. So you cannot suddenly create Reish Yitzayim. There's no idea of Reish Yitzayim. So the concept of Reishis Ono wasn't Nogea ever. Now that it becomes a Yisro, missed the whole mamish. Such an interesting sugya, whether a guy is Mekayim and Mitzvah for Yerubia with children that he had as a Goy, or now a big thing. Missed it for 2 extra minutes of sleep. Terrible. So maybe over there, the reason of Reish Lakish Taina is that Reish Yisrael isn't shayach to a goy. Therefore, when he becomes a ger, even though he had children before as a goy, so maybe with Gabi those children and Ochinami, he would be made to Rabbi Yochanan. He was Mekayim the Mitzvah of Arimia, but you can't call him as having a Bechor then, because there's no concept of Bechor then. Have a Bechor. When it comes to the period of Arimia, I mean, Rabbi Yochanan, maybe he would be made to Rabbi Yochanan, that those children that have now become Jewish, even though they're not his children, but at least he had children. So he's the kind already period of Arimia. Doesn't mean that he has an, it's interesting, as Tosis points out, the Gemara elsewhere brings the same sugya. And over there it doesn't say the words over here because of it like Sheves, which is a little problematic because the Chi of the period of Arimia, I mean, it, Sheves is a different issue. The Sheves Yitzhak is included in the period of Arimia, but the period of Arimia has special elements to it of Chiyuvim. So the Gemara indeed in Yevamos uses the Lashon period of Arimia. So the Mikor Nami B'nei period of Arimia Ninu is the Lashon, not B'nei Sheves. Which is a little problematic. So Tosis points out, of course it doesn't mean that they have the Chiyuv, because we bring, the Gemara brings elsewhere Raya clearly, there's no Chiyuv of the period of Arimia on a God. So Mimela, all it's saying is that their B'nai period of Arimia, in the sense that since Zaram is Mityas, so in that sense, they are capable of reproduction. In other words, if an Av wouldn't have a Zera that has connection to him, we wouldn't even view it as capable of reproduction. It's not, that's not reproduction. It's found that there should be children in the world. The question is, what makes it your children? That's the issue. Well, that Rashi, you remember yesterday we discussed the Machlokas Rashi and Tosis, whether the Mishnah is based on Zermasusi, or whether, no, but that's what Tosis Tain is. Everybody is made of that Afkri Lazari does not mean that they don't have a din of Yerusha. So since a Goy is Yoresh Esovi of Mashmim D'Raisa, so then it can't be the reason for our Sugya. Our Sugya has to be because of Kutn Shemela, Gershit Gershit Kutn Shemela Dami. Okay, but this is a major, major important subject. They have a lot of halachic implications, mamish today. And, very, very nafuts, these questions, you know. And then some of the shaylas we'll have later, on mamish had the shayla last week. That's very interesting, exactly the shayla. So see. So maybe he would be made the Gabi period of Arimia, the whole name of Meida, the Rav Yochanan, the low soul of the Ra'ala, Shevet Yitzhara, the other Bar Sheva. And that's done. On the other hand, let's say we would have had the Machlokas with the Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Lagabi period of Arimia. Yitmar Bahar. So I'd say, okay, the reason that Rabbi Yochanan says they use Mekayim period of Arivia is because they are B'nai period of Arivia. But when it comes to Bahar, when it comes to the Sugya of the Reishis, oh no, that he shouldn't have a Bahar now as Yisrael, because he didn't already have a Bahar, he already had children. So maybe there's two completely different sets of children. I'm fine, I'm all settled. Mr. President, this is becoming an issue of a Yetzer. You're missing another line. So we assume they're going to start impeachment ceremonies. He's usually only to be matzer him, you understand, that they're drinking in the coffee. He figures if he can be marshal me, he says, what am I going to have? I would have the chutzpah to tell him not to drink coffee about it. It's all right, it's all right. The rule is over 70 you can drink coffee. So anyway, I would have thought that there's two sets of children. There's the set of children that is shayet to Sheves and Diriyavariv, yeah? And then there's the set of children which is shayet to a person's future dreams and so on, in which Bechor is shayet. So maybe since Bechor wasn't the possibility in the first set of children, this becomes now a new level of child in which a Bechor is shayet. And maybe in this case it would be different. So I would have said it could be that it's Dafka over here that he holds it. Okay, Bechor it's not. But, I mean, it is of a Bechor. When it comes to Bechor, he's monetary shalom. He said, Bechor it's not. Tzricha. Now, how about our Mishnah? I mean, the Mishnah seems to be addressing essentially the underlying question here, because the Mishnah says, Tznach, Mi shelo hayu lo banim, v'nasai isha shekvar yalda. So remember the case that we had in the second section of the Mishnah. He himself never had children. He marries a woman who does had had children before. Or she was a shivcha and then was mishtachreret pregnant. And she was pregnant and then nidgaira and then she became a giaret. And only after Mishabat Yisrael Yalda, after she became Jewish, now she had her child, the din is that that child is a Bechor Lenachala, but not a Bechor Lekohen, in any of these cases. Now, the Shaila is, who was the father? Because, Yoldam Iman, you're saying that the child is a Bechor Lenachala. Okay, I mean, the child of the Kolonach, Mimar, let him be Yisrael Shal Yalo Banim. Understand? If the father never had children, so why wouldn't she be a before he had a before Lanach? I mean, my Ayagir is for Shivka. About Yisrael Nami. The issue isn't over here, the Gyoret and the Shivka. I mean, let's say if you had, she had children before, no? So she had children before the Goya, no? But her present husband, this is the first child.
Doesn't wish
the same. So what's the, yeah, it doesn't go according to her, it goes according to him. Ella Lav must be that the whole point over here is that she was married to a goy. Now they went ahead and they were Ms. Gaia together, right? So in other words, if she is now has a child from this gear, who Shahaya Lovanim, I mean otherwise what's the Chiddush? And he was this guy, and then it's coming to tell me that even though he had children before, but this is a Bechor Lenachala, which is a raya that what Rabbi Yochanan was signing. That's what Rabbi Yochanan was signing, that the child is in fact his Reishis Eina, which he never had access to before. Huh? That what? That after he becomes Jewish? That he is righteous? Even before becoming Jewish. Shivcha Noemes. B'nei Chameis v'b'nei Achai. Look, Miyayla Miso Shilohayalai Banim. There's no Chiddush here, Lagabi the father. The Chiddush is in the second part, that he's not a Bechor Lekohen. That he is a Bechor Lenachala, of course you're right, that's partial. But we're talking about over here, Kiddush said he's not a Bechor L'Kohen, and I would have thought that he's even a Bechor L'Kohen. How does a child, a woman had children before, should be a Bechor L'Kohen? Yes! That's what Yoshi said, Lila Shita, isn't it? That it's the Peter Rechem be Yisrael. So even though she was Peter's Rechem as a Shivcha, or Peter's Rechem as a Goya, it doesn't matter. Comes along now, the Mishnah took him in Rav Yossi Aglili. Rav Yossi Aglili said that he's both a Bechor L'Kohen. So the Mishnah wants to tell you, no, he's only a Bechor L'Kohen. Obviously he's a Bechor L'Kohen. So you don't have a riot that's talking about that the father is a Ger. So the Fukim, Rav Yossi Aglili, I'm a Bechor L'Kohen, Shinema Petrachem B'Yisrael, which means Achiv through Rechem Yisrael. So that comes along to tell me that no, the town of the Mishnah holds he, that the child is not a Bechor L'Kohen. Okay, well, what about the following case? Tashma, Ayulo Banim Behayotso Avit Kochavim V'Nidgaya. The guy had children as a goy. He becomes a ger. Yesh lo b'chor l'nachal. He says, "Beferish." I don't understand what's the record of the Yochanan Shlok. It's a fair surprise. Yesh lo b'chor l'nachal. That's it. Which is Rabbi Yisrael Bishishita. The children he had before don't count. This is the new generation.
He's the Bechor from his new children.
From his new children?
It's a conceptual. Anyone
would
repeat that
because we're going to do that. Yeah. Om Ravina Vitame Ravacha, it's no riot. And because, you know what? How about it with Yosef Lili? Sort of chatters like this. Wouldn't with Yosef Lili hold that there's a new set of children, even the Gabi Petarechim. Tremendous Kiddush, because we learned out from Petarechim in Yisrael, correct? It's the same, I understand, Mele, you want to talk about Bechor L'Kohen, which isn't dependent on a physical fact. Petarechim is a physical fact. Either her Rechim was Nifteret or was it? No, it's not a physical fact. It's a definition of Petarechim within a certain context. A
Jewish
Rechim. So therefore, Kosher came the other way. I mean, we're going to learn one out from the other. If the Torah tells me that even Petarechim, the mechanical Petarechim, is a Dindak in Yisrael, so then I'll learn out his before from her. What's the difference if he had children before? They don't count. In the same way that what's the difference if the Rechim was before? Doesn't count. So this is going according to the Yosef Lili, who darshaned it a moment ago, Petarechim be Yisrael, Ashiv through Rechim be Yisrael. Therefore, once I know that by her, so now Yalev Ihu Minadida. I now learn the concept of Bechora to him from her. Which is surprising. It was, generally speaking, we thought we had two totally different concepts of him. Tiras Rechem is a whole new thing. It's a Shayach to Behemoth. It has nothing to do with Yerusha. It's just the question of the actual ratios of the Vlad in terms of the Bria, because it's a biological thing. China's the Gemara, once Rabbi Yossi says that it's not a purely biological thing. So if that's true, then it has to do with Kedushat Yisrael. If it has to do with Kedushat Yisrael, then it really is Shayach to the idea of Yerusha Benachala, ultimately. And here we are approaching a fantastic new circle. Mamish fantastic, and this is the segue to this circle. Because what has the Gemara just established? That the relationship of the various types of Bechera, the woman's child, the man's child, indeed have a relationship. It's not that they're two completely separate issues. We are used to thinking very much not that way. For instance, when it comes to the question of deciding which Shevet you are, or are you a Kohen, over there we are used to thinking that is entirely determined by the father. And when it comes to determining what your la'om is, are you Jewish or not Jewish, that's entirely determined by the mother. And we view these as two completely different issues. Mishpachotam levet avotam. That's one idea. Mishpacha. Mishpacha is not negeya, your overall yichus. And the other idea that has nothing to do with your mishpacha. That is, who was your mother? But now that we've seen that indeed there's a relationship between the Bechor to an Aim and a Bechor to an Av, we have to tackle yet another issue. What happens when the father's a goy? And the mother, let's say, is a Kohenis. The mother is a Leviya. Is there, in fact, an element of Yichus Legabi the Mishpacha from the angel? Because normally speaking, where you have a normal father and mother, be Yisroel, then goes for your father. But if the father is irrelevant, because you've already determined that we have to deal with the more fundamental issue of what are you? Are you a goy according to the father or not? If we ignore the father, all we have is basically a virgin birth. So the way we're looking at it is the zera of the father is meaningless. It's a catalyst. If we're going according to the aim. So what would now be the din if the mother is a Leviya? This is a fascinating issue. The mother is a Leviya. Would the child's son be called up to Levi in the Torah? I didn't find it, but his father's a guy. Okay, but he's nothing. He doesn't count. The only shame that I have shaykhus to is my mother. I don't have any other shaykhus to Yisrael. So Mimewa, I should be a Levi. So these are the issues that the Gemara now is about to get into, although in a very roundabout way, as usual. But when you take a look at the sugya overall, you see where it's heading. As we've already seen the segue to the sugya.
Yeah, I don't think there's no use. No use from the mother.
That's what we're going to look at. Let's take a look. Tashma. Hayulo, this is a very fascinating raya that we're trying to bring out. Very, very interesting raya. The Mishnah said that sounds like a pretty innocuous statement. The mother is a Leviya, the child is a Potter Mikhameshvayim. But now let's consider who got her pregnant. I mean, doesn't that make a Nafkamina? The other Miman. If she was Lubaris from a Kohen or from a Levi, it has nothing to do with her being a Leviya. The father passes. So the son of a Kohen, the son of a Levi, is not chayev in the Pidyon HaBen. Ela the Abram be Yisrael. So what's it talking about? The father is a Yisrael. So then the child is a Yisrael. So why isn't he chayev in Pidyon HaBen? The Mishpachotam Levet Avotam. See, it says the Pharisee and it goes according to the father. Omer Papa, and here is the ingenious solution. The father was a guy. Therefore, he doesn't exist. All that we're left now is a mother who's a Leviya. So Mimela, this son is a lady. And he's Potter, because the mother is a Leviya, he's Potter from Pidyon HaBen. So Tanya about the Yad and the Ezek Kefati. The low Tema leaving the Mount Yom Eim is Ahamin et HaBen et HaVlad. Don't think that we're saying over here, Dafka, according to the Mount Yom who holds that in Ezek Kefati, Mount Ba, Abash Yisrael, the Vlad is kosher. Completely. So over there, since the Vlad is kosher, okay, I understand. Okay, so that means that it goes according to the aim totally. Even according to the Mount Yom holds the Zaminat Vlad, and the Vlad is possible, but he's still called a Levi possible. Now tell us. Oh, this is the Shiloh. It's a major risk of road. On this figure. Right? He brings a Ryan, very interesting. Mamish from the Parsha. From the Ramban on the Parsha. The Ramban kind of the Bats, the Ben Isha Yisraeli. Obviously, that whole mice over there, he was Nitche from Mimata. Nobody would allow him in. So maybe he became then the Mikala. So what was the problem that nobody let him in? Because if you hold, says the Ramban, even though we pass him, that Ezek Echovim, Haba, Bat Yisrael, HaVlad, kosher, Vlad is not a Mamzer. However, Tainas Ramban, he doesn't have any Mishpacha. Because he has no father. Says the Beis HaLevi, what do you mean? What about the Gemara? That's not how we pass him. in Pratzen, and he does have a mishpos, and he's still called a Levi Pratzen. So then why wouldn't it go according to the mother in those cases? Therefore, Tainan the sister of, that clearly there are two completely separate halachas that we're talking about over here. There's a special din in terms of the halacha of Bukhara, where over there we say that the din of Levi in terms of Tetarachem is indeed defined by a child who's born to Levi, even though we're not following the Gemara's Mekshi, which is us, La Locha, Marbury Rebios, we haven't gotten to, which says that the Chlal, Peter Rechem has nothing to do with the father. But even without that, there's a special halacha, Legabe, where the mother is a factor. When the mother is a factor, then in a finami, he has a din of a lady. But that doesn't mean he has a din of Mishpachas lady. And he would not be called up for lady in the Torah. Rav Meisha had a lot of shaylos like this, in which, I mean, it's unfortunately very nafut, that there are people intermarried early on in America, I mean, that were still asking shaylos. Does he get the aliyah of Levi in that?
His mother's a
Leviya. The Gemara says he's called a Levi apostle. What's Chat apostle? Oh, so that's the shaylos. You could learn that apostle means Legabia Kain. She's possible. To marry Cohen, so she would be Mechala. But Legabi, the dinim of Leviah per se, as we see when it comes to the dinim of here being part of from Chamisha Sloim, same of Inan. She could get. Huh? Yes. It's okay, we have even worse than that. We have Ben Yassin. Shif Yassin is a, later on today we talk about a good
one. So right,
Marbarader of Yosef Amar Mishmeda Rava, the whole thing is the Chalam HaKasha, which you can make in such a complicated case. It's very simple. The father was the Yisrael. What are you asking? So the child was the Yisrael. It's Chaim and Petr and Petr Rechem. What does that have to do with the Chani Yosef Domakor Petr Rechem? The Torah made the halakha dependent on the Petarachim, Salarachmona. Therefore, it goes according to the mother. The mother is a Leviya, makes a difference in the father is. And that, as Tosfos says, is what we're saying upon halakha l'maaseh today, that the ben of a bat Levi, or the ben of a bat Kain, is part of the din of Chamisha Sloim.
And of the
father's Levi. It's also separate of also. Yeah. That's because he's Zayif anyway.
So
not all Petra. Because we learned it out from the midbar. That since the children of Levian parts of Kamal Levian, so you're too.
So does it come out that it could be Levian who are not from fathers of Levian?
There are those who hold that it could be Levian who are not from fathers of Levian. That's okay. Very Nogea your genetic issue. That's correct. That is according to that Shita, that the dinner over here is Levi Fossil, is that his mom remains Levi Fossil.
And his son would be Levian after him?
Correct. Now we have to see whether the same thing is true Legabe Cohen. Let's take a look now at the next surgeon. So now, Misha Yulo Banim, Venasa Isha Shalo Yalda. Okay, we have the next case in the Mishnah. Brilliant Raya we're going to bring now. Somebody who had children before, he marries now a woman who didn't have any children. Or Nizgairam Uberet, Nishtakram Uberet. And then Yalda, or Yalda, he, the Kohenet, he, the Leviyah, he, the Isha Shekvar Yalda. So we had the last case of the Mishnah, which were Tzvekas. We didn't know who, which child is which, but the one child, apparently, is here not Kaya. We don't know now which father is the child's father, because she didn't wait 3 months for Yalda. In all of these cases, a before the Kohen, there is somewhere. There is the father who knows that his child was higher than the Bechara. You know he doesn't know where the child is. He still has to refer to the child. But he's certainly not a before the Nachala, because how could he possibly collect? He can't even be Yorish Stam. though all the errors will be both hands from both parts in later on the Gemara's going to ask you, but it's all not of it. So now you see clearly from here that the Kohenes and the Levia that were Yalda are Pturim. Otherwise, what's the whole Mishnah? The Mishnah's trying to tell you about a case in which only he is the one that's Chayav, not the Bas Kohenes or the Bas Levia. Again, I have to ask you in our Mishnah, the Iyabra Miman, who got her pregnant? Elam the Iyabra Mikain Velevi. The Mishnah doesn't make any sense. What's that to do with the Kohenes or Levi? I mean, all it should have said is that one of them was the son of the Kohen, one of the sons of Levi. So then, if you Bas Solman, Ela, Lechera, you have to say that it's talking about that the father was a Goy. And nonetheless, it says the Kohenes is Ptura. No. That can't be. Amra Papa. Bodhi Kulon Rava. Rava gave us a Bechina. And his Bechina was like this. What the din of a Kohenes that got pregnant from a Goy? So we thought to answer, what do you mean? Isn't that the same case as Ravada Ba'ava that was talking about Levia Shiyolda? What's the difference if it's a Kohenes Shiyolda or a Levia Shiyolda? That's what you were thinking too. So there's the Gemara Tzitzkasha here. You were thinking, what is that? I mean, we already answered that. We already explained that. What's the new deal over here? So that's what I thought. I thought, what's the new deal over here? That's exactly what we were talking about in the Brisa, that since the Bas Leiv B'Nof Patur Mechamech Shloim, though the father is a Goy, it's the same thing is true. Though the father is a Goy, since the woman is a Bas Kayin, the child is Patur. And he chopped us, boy, with this question, because I thought I had a brilliant answer. I remembered this whole Brisa. And he says to me, ha! Archias, what kind of comparison is it? A Levia who is nivellus to an Akum is unaffected by the Via. There's nothing of being this hollow from the Levia. So over there, she's Bikdusha Takaima. She retains Bikdusha's Levia because the din is that a Levia Shinishbeit or Shinivala, let's say she was captured by Goyim, so she was raped. Or even if she was Nivala B'Ilaznus, she's still Zolchot a Maisa Rishon, the way that Levia is Zolchot a Maisa Rishon. There's no problem in her level of Kedusha. But at Kohenes, of course, Kivan the Iboyala Avia Zora, the moment that she's Nivalas, she becomes now a non-Kohenes. And as Tosis points out, she becomes even less than the Levia. Because as is usually the case, when you have additional Kedusha, you have additional Chilul. So by the Levia, wasn't Shayak to be taking away her at least her status of a Levia. So you think, okay, she's a Kohenes. She loses her status of a Kohenes to eat Truma, but she retains her status of a Levia. I mean, she's still a Levia to go ahead and to pop her child from Chomech Shloim. No, kind of brother. In this case, you understand the levels of the chop that he chopped them on. In this case, since a Kohenes is Mitzchalelas, she would be Mitzchalelas even from the Levia itself. A what? Yes, she doesn't get Truma in the sense of being Mechalik, a separate Chalik on the Gronix. But she said Mice, right? Yes, but that's a machlokes. That's a mark. What?
Can Yisrael be a maaser?
Go to.
Daughter of a lady.
Because the nesina is not supposed to be to. In other words, there's two different dinim. There's the din of the kedusha, even if you also there's a kedusha, maaserisha with the machlokes. And then there's the question of nesina. So we're not mechalik them their own. It's not going to be. This is a sugyari legabe maiserisha, but in our terms, we chopped you. So now you only have one way out in the Mishnah. Lechera, you're going to have to say that the father is a goy, and that's better, right? So what are we going to say over here? If you're going to tell me the levia, the father's a goy, you're going to have to tell me the same thing by a kohenes. So I have an answer.
My answer would be, of course, the part I said before, that the meaning of the Kohenes is that Yisrael was the one who was fathered the child, and Apapikin would go according to the reference. But that was only according to Rabbi Yosef, the Marbarator of Yosef. If you hold any for the Marbarator of Yosef, we should be the Rava. That we said in the previous case, no, it's not talking about she was Misaberes from her goy. The father was Yisrael, and you ask, why is the father of Chamech Shloim? Because the Torah made it dependent on Petzorah, which is the same thing over here. The father was Yisrael, the reason that the Kohenes, is Torah from the child of the Kohenes, is part of a Pidyon HaBen, is because it goes according to Petzorechem. But if you hold according to her father, who said before that you're going to have to say that the father was a goy, that was by the case of Levia. And what the heck are you going to say about the case of the Mishnah? The way Rob is pointing it out, it doesn't make sense. She shouldn't father a child anymore. So the father of my Mukila. The father would say, you know what? Kohenes and Levia does not mean a Kohenes and Levia. Kohenes and Levia means Mrs. Cohen and Mrs. Wade. That's the chat. So Merlon the Adam McCain, the Bat Yisrael. We call her a Kohenes, because since she's the mother of a Kohen, we ought to call her already Mrs. Kohenes. Okay, how about a Shaila like this? A Kohen has a Bechor. Now, the Bechor, the Kohen himself is Potter from the Bechor. Problem is over here, his child is a Cholol. He marries now someone who's Mechalala at the Zara. And he leaves now, the father marries, whatever, do you understand? Any cases of Chalol or Zayna, the child is now not a Kohen. He loses Kedushas Kuhuna. Does the child have the fear to get up on himself? The father can kind of, okay, I'm a Kohen, I don't have to pay, but the child isn't the Kohen. So maybe he has to pay when he grows up. Ben Chayav Rabba Baravunama ain't Aben Chayav with Dota Tatsmo. Now let's understand the case. Kohefer Mesa Avle Akashloshim. If there was already a fear of Pidyon, that would have been. No. The father would have been fired. Over there, Kuleyamalo Pligidena Aben Chayav with Dota Tatsmo, Shari Zocha of the Pidyon. There's two separate issues here. The monetary issue and the Kedusha issue. Let's say the father says, okay, fine. This is not the Ben of the Kohen. Grant us. Okay. But I'm the Kohen. So I can keep the Chamei Shloim. So I do hereby keep the Chamei Shloim. There you go. Simplest opinion I've ever done in history. So I'm not saying anybody. Ben? Yeah. But how about over there? For sure the Ben is in Chayim. Shalei Zohar of the Bifidyon. The Shalei is like this. Keep Ligeh, the Meitah of the Torah Shloshim. The Chiv hadn't yet been called to be part of this child. The father dies before that Chiv happens. Now the child owns all the money. After Shloshim Yom. So the Chista says, okay, so now the Ben is Chayev because the Av wasn't sent in his religion. It's his money, he's got to pay. Whereas Rabba Baravunas says, no, Apa Pekin, Ina Ben Chayev with place. I, the Ben is Chayev because he's not a Kayin. Why doesn't he have to pay? For a brilliant reason. The Omale, he tells the Shevet Kuhuna, he says, look, Atina Mikayav Gavad Alamati Zishtu Adina Bahadeh. You can't possibly have been Toveya, the mocker of my fear. The mocker of my fear was my dad. Since he wasn't the Kayim as fear because he kicked the bucket. Okay, so now I inherited the fear, basically. But you could never have gotten the Kiev out of my dad if he was here. So I inherit a Kiev that is going to be greater. Leave it to a Jew. I'll figure it out. So you can't possibly be Makai of me in more than I would have inherited. I mean, my father wouldn't have paid you. So now the Shiloh is like this. The Mishnah has a case of Nisgaira Mi'uberes. We said Bechor LeKohen. If she is Mitgayed with a Mubaris, now she gives birth now as the Yisraelis. So now she's a Bechor LeKohen. Why is he a Bechor LeKohen? Why can't he say, look, my dad was a goy. I dare you to try to get him to pay the Pidyon HaBen.
So you can't be Mechayev me the Pajamba. So you should say, Lainal Yatina Mikhail Gabriel, what's the Shtub, you know, Bade? And obviously the answer is Shana Yodik Yakovim, the less by Chiyas. Vis a vis this child, he's not considered to be the father at all. He's not becoming Mikhayev the Yakov. He's a Kotman that appeared out of nowhere. So now a Kotman appears out of nowhere, why isn't he Chayev and Pajin Aben? He is the Ben. So he has to be Pajin himself. So there is not inheriting a Chiyas. There never was anyone that was going to be Chayev on this thing but him. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Yasina, boy, this is what a name, huh? I mean, after knocking off Sheikh Yasin just a couple of months ago to find out that that we're going to recall one of the Mandi Omrim in the Gemara, ben Yasina. Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lachi, Kein Shemeis Betok Shloshim. Listen, I guess we have Rabbi Shmo also. Then, so. Omer Reb Shimon. Who says that? The art school says it? Because they did it. Oh, really? Because the gift in the Shita is Ben Yasina. So, Kivan, Kohen Shemeis B'Tov Shloshim. If the father dies B'Tov Shloshim and he leaves a Ben Cholo, a Ben Chayav B'Dota Tasmo, Shalosa Chayav B'Pidyono, Meis Liyakha Shloshim Yom, Ein Ben Chayav B'Dota Tasmo, So even though the Maisa, there is a Kedusha, a Bukhar on the Ben, remember that it's a separate din. There's in a Kedusha, there's in a Tashlum for that Kedusha, which is opinion. This child, you can't make him pay, because the Maisa, the father was already Zerka in that money. See, even though maybe he never performed an act of opinion, oh, the Shem Shkot, it has to be. He has to set aside the money and then keep the money, maybe in order to be used to see his decision. That's not so far. But in any event, those are the two issues we have. The last case we had was the suffix where we don't know who the father is. So since we don't know who the father is, he's not a Bechor L'Nachla, but wherever he is, he's a Bechor L'Tayin, and the father has to pay. So you're saying that, what, he's not a Bechor L'Nachla, but he is a Nochel. He's not a Nochel at all. What are you saying, not a Bechor L'Nachla? Okay, Poshet Shokel, he will take it as a son, as a Poshet, obviously not. V'amai, Leizel L'Gabi Haivelit Chayev, Leizel L'Gabi Haivelit Chayev. Whatever group of children he goes to inherit with, Daddy 1 or Daddy 2, they're all going to say, I mean, Daddy 1 will say, Daddy 1's children will say, huh? You're obviously a Ben Shiva Lachlan. Go talk to your own family. And Daddy's two children will say, huh? You're obviously a Ben or a Ben Kisha Larishan. Go talk to your family. So there'll be no way he can collect. Point over here is, you're right. There's no Chiddush in him himself. He's not. Not only no, he's not the klal a nochel. The shaila is what happens to the one who follows him. Rafi comes. He's a bechor. The next son, bechor lekoyim, haba acharav, eno bechor lemat. But it was the next one that comes that is fathered by this father now. That one is also not a bechor lemat. Now you'll find that that's an obvious thing. No, it's not. And here is where we get to the fascinating thing. Because L'chero, what they can do is, they can bring joint suits and split. Because let's say the second one now time is, okay, I'm the Bechor. They'll say, no, the other one was the Bechor. Really now? Well, I happen to have his son Harsha'a, and I'm a proxy. So it makes a difference. If you want him to be the Bechor, fine. I'll take that money. So L'chora, either way, they're in good luck. And yet the Mishnah says, and yet the Mishnah says, he's not a Bechor L'Nachla. Why not? How come nobody's a Bechor L'Nachla over here? L'chora, they got a name. So ask the Gemara, V'lichtavu harsha'a l'hadavi, why don't they just each one give the other one a proxy, and then they can bring suit and collect the money? Maybe you'll say, okay, fine, maybe they could. The Mishnah wasn't talking about Harsha. No. We'll see later on if that's the whole point of the Mishnah. very later this week, we're going to see the Bahar Shah that it is talking about Har Shah. So why can't they write Har Shah? He said, yeah, Rabbi Yanai, this is a very fascinating raya. It's Rabbi Yanai. Rabbi Yanai always tied that only in the case where you first knew who the child was, and then the child got mixed up with the other child, then you can write, in fact, a proxy one to the other, and each one can collect from the other one. So in other words, if you have now, you have two separate women of two separate husbands, we're over there, each child is, I know this one is this child, this one is this child, now they got mixed up. But at the moment of birth, I knew which one was which. This is a crazy case. I don't know who the father is at the moment of birth, despite the fact that I know who the father is of the next one, correct? He tainted, Rabbi Yanai tainted, that the only case that you can write a harsha'a is where there was once a chalois din that this is the child of such and such a person. Masha'inkin, where it was never mevurah that he was the child of such a person, which is the case in our Mishnah, there was never a cheskas b'chayr on either of them, and therefore they're writing a harsha'a with no legal status. So if there was a legal status, we say, listen, one of these guys, I mean, is writing a harsha'a, well, how can we not collect? But if there never was any legality to the status of b'chayr here, it remains in limbo, and there is no b'chayr, and that's good for the chiddush. That's tremendous. Now, obviously, I mean, that's not much of a question, since that would be a rather standard event. But as the Rambam points out, the Mishnah is not coming to discuss standard events. The Mishnah is coming to discuss events that, on the surface, create problems. And I want to tell you, nonetheless, you have such and such a tzach. So, I mean, therefore, the Mishnah doesn't even discuss the simple case, you know, a woman who has her first child, so a man who has his first child, that's not the issue. So here we have a woman who gives birth after she was a mapelet, a shvir. We said before that a shvir that has the shape, general shape, even though it's hollow, but has the general shape, the human shape, is in fact considered to be a fetus legavi peteret. But here... No, that's the sanda. But over there, before we had shvir, normal shvir has a tzuras of blood. Here the shvir is a hollow skin, and it's only filled with liquid, either watery liquid or bloody liquid, or malei ginonim, or it has the strange little worm-like, different colored, you know, like you often see in a placenta, you know, different colored, blue, red, and so on, mixed together. Or, where she even had a mutation, which we said before, mutation is considered to be a fetus, but that was only if it was a mammal that was a member of species similar to Adam that have eyes that are similar to Adam. But if the species that she mutated to was the shape of a fish, or of a chagavim, or of shkatsim, rimashim, in all of these cases, that is not a blot at all, because it doesn't have any similarity to a human blood. And for that matter, even if it was definitely a human embryo, but it was still on the 40th day after conception, and had not yet been a full 40 days. Look, this is, we're talking about the first one was Mapella.
Or previous 40 days.
Yeah, obviously, yeah. No, it wasn't after. Right. Even, no, even, the Yom HaRboim, Habo Achareyem, the next child is both a Bechor L'Nachla and a Kohen, and the first Leda didn't count at all, it wasn't a Leda. Now, here's fascinating this, a Yotzei Dofen, we have our fourth category now, Eino Bechor Lo L'Kohen and Lo L'Nachla. Now listen to this, the first child of this woman is born by Caesarean. The second child is born normally. Which is fascinating, because my husband that they used to be able to give birth after cesarean. Of course they do it. Obviously they do it. But it certainly is very recent that they do it. And in fact, the Rambam mentions in the Jewish Understanding, he's a doctor, and he mentions, like, this is really strange because I've never heard of such a thing. And once there's a cesarean, the mother should survive and be capable of having a normal vaginal delivery without bursting? That they couldn't do that. So he said, this is very strange.
So they would have to deliver cesarean.
I mean, I mean, when I was a kid, a woman who had a cesarean could never have a normal delivery. No. They did it totally different. They did it in different places with different types of stitching. Now it's a completely different ballgame. But the norm was that cesarean delivery was overs. Actually, it was usually overs for the mother. I mean, because they didn't, I mean, do an operation like that without causing sepsis, unless it was almost impossible. So he says it's very, very strange. He tries to make it work out. It's an even crazier case where a woman essentially was in the middle of the vaginal delivery of twins, and one of the children was being delivered normally at a time that they cut her open to get the other one out. It's problematic, because then it would have ruined it. But all right, maybe it was pulled out after. Okay. But in any event, I mean, today it's obvious the case in the Mishnah. But what's amazing is that neither of these children is a bechor for anything. In other words, you don't say, what's not Pnina? If he's a cesarean, he's not a bechor. I mean, what does that have to do? He's not a pet. But again, we see the interesting interrelationship between the din of Peter Reshem and the din of the Bukhar to the father. It's mamish amazing. So now neither of them is a Bukhar, not Lamakala, this is how we pronounce it, Latna, not Lamakala, and not Lakuhuna, was Rabbi Shimon Omer. No, I mean, so what's the problem? They're two separate Bukhar over here. The first one is a Bukhar Lanat. Why not? The second one is a Bechor Lagam Echamishloim. He was the Peter Reshem. What's the nafkamina that she had a child before? Wasn't a child that was Peter Reshem. So now it says, the Gemara Rishon L'Nachal Alon. Why not? Because it says, V'yoldulo. That's the Alvasnua. V'yoldulo banim Alvasnua. This is not considered to be laid out. Kindness, this is what I have. Exactly. Tainus Taisus, hold on, that's our argument. Tainus Taisus, come on a second. We end up asking that a Yotze Zeifen, the mother has, you made Tumah V'Yemei Taira. If it's not called a Yoledes, and it's not a Yodlo, how is there you made Tumah V'Yemei Taira? What's the chance? It can't be from the Mashmol, portion of Mashmol, it's the word of the Yodlo. Therefore, Taisus says it's basically a Gezerah Shavah that we're learning. Not from the etzem mashmos of the word v'yoldulo. So v'yoldulo being in l'chamish loyim nami lo, because obviously petarecha mina, that's the first one, certainly not a petarecha. But the chiddush is that the sheni, okay, the second one is clearly not a b'chor l'nach, he's not reishi, so no. But chamish loyim nami lo, why? Because kasava b'chor l'davar achad lo avi b'chor. Remember before we had the whole discussion, back in the beginning of the Masechta, the Gabi before Behema, is the Bechor for one element of Bechor? It's not the firstborn, but it is the firstborn to be Potzer Rechem. Does a Bechor include, by definition, a firstborn, and also it's adding Petzer Rechem, or is the term discussing two completely different issues? He's not a Bechor in the normal sense of the word, but is a Bechor like Gabi Petzer Rechem. That we had earlier in Machlokas with the Bechor Ladovracha, is considered to be a Bechor. So ye tainis, Tanakama holds the Bechor of Dover Echad, lo havi Bechor. Was Rabbi Shimon Omer? Harishon and Akana, Arsheni lechame Shloim. Because this is Rabbi Shimon Taimet. The Yomer Rabbi Shimon Taimet says, Rabbi Shimon says, Teled. That extra, Habakar, Teled, is the Rabbah's Yetzidaifen. Doesn't matter how it is that he's a Bechor. And Hasheni is become exploring because he's a Peltarecha. I, not the firstborn, so, because of the Rechad, have it before.